I live independently wealthy. I live independently wealthy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you Thought for Today. I live independently wealthy. What does it mean to live independently wealthy? Does it mean to have all the stocks and bonds that you could possibly have, to have all the wealth in the bank in your account that you could have? Does it mean that everywhere you go, you are looked at as a wealthy person? Well, part of that is correct. If everywhere you go, you are looked at as a wealthy person, you are independently wealthy. Wealth does not mean what you have in your pocket. It does not mean what you have in your bank accounts and your stocks and bonds. It doesn't mean any of those things at all. It's your attitude. Whatever my attitude is, if my attitude is that I am wealthy, if my attitude is that I have all the abundance that I enjoy, all the abundance I could ever want to enjoy, all the abundance is mine. If my attitude is that, then I live independently wealthy. And truly, I choose to live independently wealthy. I choose to live independently wealthy in everything I do. My thought, my visualization, my imagination, everything that goes on inside of my consciousness is an attitude of wealth, an attitude of abundance, an attitude of goodness, an attitude of everything that I have is wonderful. It's just fantastic. It's joyous and glorious. Everything I have is an indication of the wealth that stands within me. The other day, I was asking the monks in the monastery, what would you do? Would you like to buy Bill Gates a hamburger? Could you go to Bill Gates and say, Bill, let's have a hamburger, I'm buying. The wealthiest man in the world, and you are going to buy him a hamburger? Sure, it's not a matter who holds the money, but the money is available. Bill Gates will enjoy a good quality hamburger, and you are buying him a good quality hamburger in a fine restaurant, not a fast food restaurant, but in a fine restaurant where the meat is the finest quality, where the buns are the finest quality, where all of the relishes are the finest quality. You always live in the finest quality. If you're independently wealthy, you're always living in the highest and the best. You're always living in the most beautiful, the most fantastic, the most glorious aspects of all of life. You're always living in that fantastic way because that's who you are. That's who you are. You're that glorious, fantastic, beautiful being. That's who you are. You're this wonderful, fantastic, glorious being. But you're only that wonderful, fantastic, glorious being if you recognize yourself as being that wonderful, fantastic, glorious being. Recognize yourself as being independently wealthy. Live in every way in your life as independently wealthy. When you think you'd like a hamburger, go buy one. When you think you'd like a steak, go buy it. If you want a veggie dinner, go buy it. Whatever turns your heart on. Nobody tells you what you should have. I had a friend, we'd go into a restaurant, and they'd always buy the most expensive meal. It wasn't a matter of whether the meal was what they wanted or not, but it was the most expensive, and therefore they were going to buy it because they only go out and eat once in a while. And so, therefore, they bought the best. They surrounded themselves with the best. Are they wealthy? You bet. Do other people get irritated at them for what they're doing? Sure. Because other people are not having that wealthy consciousness of mind. They're not having that wealthy attitude of being. They're not having that living independently wealthy attitude, which makes them wealthy indeed. Because that's where wealth is. Wealth is all in a matter of attitude. You can have all the money in the world. You can be the Sims from down in Mexico, owning all of these, be one of the richest men in the world. And are you happy? Does being the richest man in the world make you happy? You think, oh, that's pretty nice. But tomorrow, somebody else could come along and build a better mousetrap and be richer than you are. Do you want to be independently wealthy, or do you want to be rich with a lot of assets and a lot of things? Well, hey, I'd like to be rich with a lot of assets, and I'd like to be independently wealthy, too. Well, in truth, you cannot do it. Because if you are independently wealthy, you enjoy your abundance. You enjoy everything that you do. Whether you buy a small bicycle and ride it around, or whether you buy a Rolls Royce, it makes no difference to you. You are independently wealthy. You are not bound by spending your money, using your money, enjoying your money. You're only bound by one attitude, and that's the attitude of living independently wealthy. A person who lives independently wealthy, they're not thinking about their wealth all the time. They're not thinking about how grand and how glorious they are. They're not thinking about that. They're just thinking whatever they choose to do, they can do. Whether it's mental wealth, where they have ideas and beautiful things going through their mind, a Mozart beautiful wealth of musical ideas flowing through his mind. Was he a rich, a truly rich person, a truly independently wealthy person? Oh, indeed he was. And he always will be, because he is living in that consciousness of wealth. He is living in that consciousness of abundance. He is living in that consciousness of all abundance of wealth in music. Michelangelo was indeed wealthy because he would do his work. He had these ideas in his mind, and he was able to bring them to life on the canvas or out of marble. He was able to do these things. That's independent wealth. Did he want for anything? No. Oh, did he demand his rightful payments from the Pope when the Pope didn't want to pay him for doing the Sistine Chapel? Sure. But it was the principle, not the money. Always he stood for principle. Always a wealthy person stands for principle. I live independently wealthy, and that means I'm standing for principle. And when I stand for principle, I have all the wealth in the world. Now, if Michelangelo were a Medici, and who were the people who sort of backed him up when he's learning how to do his art, do you remember them? If you say Medici, when you say their name, does wealth come to your mind? They were indeed wealthy people. Or when you say Michelangelo, does wealth come to your mind of the most beautiful paintings that you could ever imagine, the most genius art, the most sculptures that touch the hearts of billions of people along the way, and for billions of years to come, you can be sure they will touch the hearts of people. The sculptures of ancient Rome and ancient Greece come down to us, and we remember them. They touch our heart. We don't think of how much money the great people in those days had, but we think of the wealth that they brought forth, and they had everything. They wanted to sculpture. Now, Mr. Sims wanted to be wealthy, or did he want to be wealthy? Did he want to have a monopoly over the telephones in Mexico? Did Bill Gates want to have a monopoly over his software? No. Bill Gates wanted to create the finest software, always evolving it into something better and better and better. Sims wanted to give better and better telephone service, but in the same way, he charged for it. And all the wealthy people that we call wealthy people in the world, they were not so much after wealth as they were after an idea. An idea of how they were going to do the things they wanted to do that made them happy. I live independently wealthy. Now, what is that? It means something different for each one of us. Michelangelo was an artist, and he was an independently wealthy. Mozart was a composer of magic and charm. Stradivarius brought forth a violin that made music sound more glorious than it had ever sounded before. You are a mother or a father, and you brought forth a child. And that child rose to great heights of its achievement of being independently wealthy. You never dreamed that the child would do that, but you taught the child to respect its wealth, to live its wealth, to channel its creativity, its genius, and bring it forth in its most beautiful, outstanding, glorious way. Yeah, we all say we want to be independently wealthy. Are we going to live independently wealthy in every way in our life? Are we going to live as an independently wealthy being, delighting in every glorious achievement that we make, in every glorious expression of the genius that's within us? And it's not what we count in the bank. That's wealth too. But it's what we count in our consciousness. And there are things that money cannot buy. And wealth is one of those things. Because wealth is the ability you have in your mind, in your heart, in your being, to fulfill your dream at any time, in whatever way your dream is to be fulfilled. And so as you live independently wealthy, you live fulfilling your dreams every moment of your life, every moment of the world, every moment of everything that you're doing. You're fulfilling your dreams, and how glorious it is to fulfill those dreams. How glorious it is to buy Bill Gates a hamburger. He could buy the hamburger store, but having a hamburger for Bill Gates is something fulfilling, rewarding, and happy. You too can have the fulfilling, rewarding, happy things of your life if you wish it. And it's just a matter of when you want to say and want to do it, I live independently wealthy. Are you ready for that? As you're ready for it, it's ready for you. And as you're ready for that, it is dynamically, forcefully, beautifully, fantastically present in your world. And it is done now. Have a glorious, wonderful, independently wealthy day. And live independently wealthy forever. I love you. I love you. I love you.